The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bishunny Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bishunny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bishunny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bishunny Radio app for free now.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bishunny Radio app. I am Albert Hanja III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1AlvinIII. And ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithh3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bishunny Radio app. And here is what I have for you today. Today we are going to be talking about sexual politics, the happy and the crappy emails. Sexual politics, the happy and the crappy emails. It was brought to my attention that I have been getting feedback on me discussing the topic of sexual politics. What is sexual politics? Sexual politics is the power dynamics that is operated, played between the relationships. Mostly romantic relationships are sexually connected relationships between men and women, and how that power dynamic plays in the leveraging of, I guess you would say, influence or control over the other person. This may be, it could be benevolent in the sense of it could be inspiring, or it could be malevolent in the sense of it could be manipulation and attempts to control. But because of the deep emotional connections that may be also garnered by the sexual connection, the physical sexual connection, or the possibility of sexual connection, you have these dynamics play out on various levels in society. And so, I've been getting some feedback, and it has not been coming to my actual email. It's been going to Bishunny Radio app. Oh, and while we're here, let me say that you can check out the Bishunny Radio app either at the Apple Store or the Android Store. It gives you the means to give verbal feedback. So if you really feel passionate about something, you got to get something off of your chest, or you got to give big kudos, by any, you can actually leave a voice recording of the feedback there. Also, the views and opinions of Real Talk with AH3 are not the views and opinions, are not necessarily the views and opinions of Bishunny Radio app, its staff, ownership, or anything like that. But it may be some of the views of some of the men that are around you. So take that into mind. I received several email responses to my sexual politics series. Cool. Well, if you know, what do they say? They say, if you aren't being criticized for something, then your ideas or your opinions are irrelevant. Some people even go as far as to try to create controversy or envy because they think it's the only validation that's out there. But as long as we live in it, and people like me are walking this earth to be able to discuss the underpinnings of things that people think are taboo, well, some feathers gonna get ruffled. some emotions gonna get triggered, because it's actually, as I say in my title, it's real talk. It's visceral. It hits you on a different level than what you're used to experiencing. But anyway, we're gonna go through some of these feedback emails, and I'm just gonna give my idea on it of what the writer was trying to convey, and we'll go from there. So let's start with this. Let's see. All right. Let's see. One, probably some of the best ones. Yes. This is lovely right here. We have a response from Amanda in California. And she said, "You made it sound like men are the ones who dictate how women operate. We don't care how much money men have. We are in control because we own the pussy. And pussy is power. Fuck you." Okay, well, so if my conversation about sexual politics is irrelevant, off base, and just something that I'm pulling out of the sky or out of my ass, why do you have a commentator literally centering her power base upon pussy? I believe she's referring to one of my shows when I was talking about the commentary about men, money, you know, power status, and for what men have to do for a woman's attention. I think what it's called, the price and the currency. There we go. Price and currency, because there's different currencies and there's also different prices. And I was simply telling that men have to think like investors when they allow women into their life. Does that mean that money has to be exchanged for that woman's affections and respect, things like that? No. That's just one of the currencies. And some men do pay to have a certain type of women in their life. No. What I'm talking about is the concept of thinking as an investor. In other words, vet the women that you allow in your life for your purpose, whether it just be for just raw sexual gratification, or you need that helpmate to go a longer haul with you. You have to vet her. You have to know her qualities. You have to know whether she's overly selfish, or she is a giving and reciprocating individual, and that's it. But this wonderful individual tied the whole dynamic that I was talking about between purely money and sex, a very prostitute-like mentality. So that's my thought on her commentary. So let's see. Jamie, South Carolina, "I think you should cancel Real Talk Podcast because I don't think it's a good show for such positive brands, Bashaya Radio App." I think the idea of this one is, it sounds like a person that's very used to listening to purely commercial brand music. I mean, commercial brand radio, which is designed to tap into mostly positive feelings, sometimes negative feelings if they have a problem to solve, but it's designed to drive purely consumeristic things. It's not designed to have an honest conversation about the underpinnings of society, the things that the most knowns, unknowns of our society, the things that reason why we're right here having this conversation about these emails is to the things that viscerally hit you because they are such a reality in your life. So that's my thoughts on that one. Let's look at this one. Byron from Miami. "Brother H3, I love your show. You say a lot men often talk about in private, but not in public. Keep doing great shows. Okay, well, this is one of my happy emails. And I know that there are men out here that identify with this dynamic. And in the realm of men, in my opinion, when it comes to the conversation of sexual politics, some men do work it as, well, some men are just naive. They've hung around, they've been around other men who've pedestalized women. And so they tend to do that, but they don't understand why they keep on going kind of in cycles of pedestalizing these women and ending up basically being drained in some way, financially, mentally, time-wise, something like that. And there are also men who are profoundly proficient with sexual politics, be that they are men of vision, they are men of leadership, and they know how to pick the right women to help them with their mission. And these women actually get upgraded, elevated by this man because of his focus and determination. And then there are the psychopath types. The men who know that they have what women desire on various levels. They know how to push the buttons in the women. And allow the women in, use them as long as they convenient, and get rid of them, you know, in some way. Yes, there's an aspect of those men. But Byron's being honest. And, you know, I have a thought about that. The thing is, you only need a few men to be kind of the public ambassadors to talk about these deeper things from their perspective so they can help educate other men. And I think it's a good thing to do to make more men aware so that it could rebalance and even the proverbial playing field of these power dynamics, and also help teach men to develop more discipline around their interactions with their women, even when they have strong, deep desires for women, but they are not finding the women to match their core needs. It's very essential. But there only needs to be so many actual verbalized ambassadors. There's actually really one massively successful big one right now that, you know, whereas, you know, I'm getting a little crappy mail, this person is getting petitions and all kind of stuff to shut him up because he's hitting at a very, very core, visceral level the dynamics that are in play in our society. But anyway, they only needs a few ambassadors, but what they really needs to be on the male side of things, we need dedicated, disciplined practitioners. We need men to develop a standard by which they allow women in their life. And ideally, for longevity, it's got to go beyond just the beauty. It has to be the beauty, but it also has to be how she naturally operates with you, and how she complements you, complements who you are in helping you become a better you. And I think that's a beautiful thing. But yeah, thanks for a shout out, Byron. Let's see. Let's take this. Tyler, New York, are you married? If so, how long? Now sit yourself down trying to teach others about women, and you don't even have a marriage with a woman. You corny Bashani Radio, I beg you, cancel his show. I don't, you know, I can make all kind of assumptions about that. But one of the objections that you'll often get, especially when talking about these hidden dynamics, is some type of appeal to either a traditionalism or appeal to academic qualification, something because the way that the logic goes is that if they can call you out on those things, then you just really need to shut up. And so I'm still here on Bashani Radio on my panel giving my wonderful opinions. You are more than welcome not to listen to them, but obviously you are, or else you wouldn't have such a visceral, deep response to that. And the bigger question is, why? Why would simply discussing a topic such as this set you off? Perhaps you are actually seeing this dynamic play out. Either you are the dominant influencer in your relationships and your connections, or you just realize that you were not, and you haven't been for a good while. And the issue is not necessarily you may not be the dominant influence. The issue may be that you don't like the outcomes of not being the dominant influence, of not having the sexual politics work in your favor. You've been tolerating something for too long. Could be a possibility that is not of your greater benefit. Let's see. Let's look at this. Married from Arizona. Men have about as much control over women than a bear has over my house. You presented no facts, just opinions. Where are the facts to support your theories? I don't think I came on to this show to discuss any academic facts or truths or stuff like that. But again, people only respond and send emails to things that hit them on a very core level. Again, so the question is, well, what triggered you and people who think on like you, Mary, to respond to something that does not exist, quote unquote? Think about that. 11. Todd, I understand what you were saying in sexual politics. I just think maybe it could have been said in a more balanced way between men and women. It might have been better if you had a woman on the episode to speak to a woman's perspective. Mr. Todd, let me tell you this. There is a whole blogosphere that has been going for it since, I want to say, early 2006. What we found all the way up to this point, so from 2006 to 2021, what is that? 15 years. 15 years. What we found is that oftentimes with those joint panels, it becomes a huge circular argument. And also in those 15 years, nothing has really changed. Quality of relationships, quality of marriages has actually declined because our society has changed. And the reason why society's changed is kind of, it's bittersweet. Because more information has been proliferated, therefore more people have come into the understanding of giving words to the concepts or to the things that they have been experiencing, such as this whole sexual politic dynamic. And I think we're at the stage where we're kind of, we are still processing, I guess, the shock, I guess I would give it, of discovering who we really were at the core. And not really finding those things to be very satisfactory or flattering. So what's happening is, in the if sexual politics was a game, it's as if both men and women are discovering the playbook, and it's not just relegated to the people who have high social intelligence. The people who have high social intelligence are now revealing to the people who did not have high social intelligence what was at play. What was at play? How were people using charm, sensuality, selling hope, things like that, to position others for their needs, for their validation, things like that. So yes, there's been a whole blog sphere exchange information between men and women, panels, group discussions, all kind of stuff, and we've gone in circles. So what's the solution? What's the answer? Answer is not to just keep on trying to integrate things and say, you know, it's 50% my fault, it's 50% your fault, therefore let's just start at square one. What we found is that when you have that 50-50 discussion, what happens is it's very easy for the person who probably has the most change to do to deny they really need to do anything and then just leave it in the hands of the other person, be it male or female. So what's being done now is the same thing that's kind of been done even throughout those 15 years. Yes, you'll have the panels, you'll give your politically correct answers to things, so as to not to trigger other people, but then you'll go back to your internal group, either amongst men or amongst women, and you'll have the actual honest discussion about these things, which sometimes can be unflattering or too revealing for each other's agendas to the other people. But that's kind of changing right now because we're getting to a state we're just kind of numb to the song and dance. So there's going to be things that's going to be said that is triggering, and it's going to either make the person either avoid those circles or it's going to make them adjust themselves. And right now we really don't live in a society. We live in a society where men are actually held more accountable for their behaviors than women. That is undeniable. So as men, when you don't really have a safety net, you really have to get a grasp of reality much faster than the average woman, or else you won't be able to function in society. You won't be able to get the basics that you need out of society. So that's my take on that one, Todd. And the last one, this is one I really wanted to say. Betty from Utah, I would pay to have your show canceled. But Shiny Radio, how much does it cost to cancel Real Talk? I'm willing to pay double. My thoughts on this one. I think I hit too close to home when I was talking about the sexual politics dynamic. Someone's willing to pay to shut you up. What it means is that they feel threatened by the information that you're putting out for some reason or for some level. They feel annoyed. They may not even be able to logically deduce it, but that triggering is something that triggers it. This is basically I'd pay is a fight response. You know how you have a fight response and a flight response when it comes to being anxious about your environment. This is a fight response. This is a willingness. I gotta end this somehow. I gotta end him somehow. I have to, because this makes me completely uncomfortable. This shakes my paradigm. I don't know what to do with myself. But that one was I think out of my crappy mail side of all these, besides the email about the power of pussy, this one is second. I'd pay to have your show ended. So that's interesting. I guess the last thing I would want to add to it is that I think the people that's going to have the hardest time with the concept of sexual politics being discussed are the people who depend heavily on it for their livelihood. And you talk about the malevolent types. So who are the malevolent types? Malevolent types are your psychopaths, people that need to control everything, everyone around them. Narcissists, people who are extremely self-absorbed about who they are and what they want. And they really, like, there's absolutely, like, no empathy whatsoever. And let's see. Sociopaths, you know, with sociopaths, hate people, but everyone is basically a utility around them. Also, I think the other people that get triggered are the counter to the malevolent types, the enablers, the enablement types. And the enablement types are, you know, the codependent people are the men who did not know. They just had no clue that they were being manipulated in very passive aggressive ways, and they were also underutilizing or under accentuating their personal value in the relationship. They may have compromised too much respect. They may have compromised not being listened to or cooperated with just to be with a specific woman. And they knew something was off. They just couldn't put their finger on it. And when they hear a show like mine's talking about this subject, it's like, oh. So at that point, they have one or two things they can do. They could either be like, it's time to assert more of my value, my confirmed value in this relationship or this dynamic. Or they can be like, nah, this can't possibly be true. This is trash. This is garbage. This person don't know what they're talking about. You know, they can have the same visceral fight response that some of these ladies had. So I definitely get it. So what is the future on the conversation on sexual politics? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to talk about it whenever I want to. Did you hear that? I'm going to talk about it whenever I want to, however I want to. This is Real Talk with H3. Again, I told you, doesn't reflect the opinions of Bashani Radio, staff, CEO. These are my thoughts only, and maybe, again, some of the more wiser men in your circle. If you find a man out there worth his weight, worth his value, and he don't take no shit, he doesn't take passive aggressive behavior or overt aggressive behavior that is not beneficial towards him, and he lives his life on his terms, and he has discipline even when it comes to charming, sensually alluring, beautiful women, and he can see a little bit past all of that and see who she really is, and that she's too self-absorbed, well, there you go. You're talking about men who have mastered and understand the dynamics of sexual politics and have mastered their sensual and sexual nature to the point that them being absorbed and drained by such women is minimal. As for men who use sexual politics in a very malevolent way, you ladies have your shows, you have your pundits, you have your ladies groups, both your online women's only forums and also your thought leaders on different social media. You learn your side of the dynamic as well. Question always becomes, what will you do with the understanding of the dynamics that's at play that arguably you've been learning since you've grown past puberty? Because we as men have literally taught you how to push our buttons. And some of you have even been taught by other more experienced men how to do that to less experienced men so that you can leverage your influence over those men for mostly your benefit, but to a certain extent, the benefit of the man who taught you. Got some official and unofficial pimp dynamics at play when it comes to sexual politics. Anyway, this has been a good one. This has been an extra long one, obviously. And we'll see what happens along the way with the happy and crappy letters editions of sexual politics that comes along. This has been Real Talk with AH3. And until next time, peace.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.